Our anniversary services, I've always had a guest. Only three times have I spoken at our anniversary, but I felt like there was something for the next couple minutes, and it'll be shorter. Everybody say amen.
Amen.
Hey, 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 hey. That was a test. That was all the first-year people that said that. So I looked at the sixth book of the Bible, which is Joshua, in the sixth chapter of Joshua, where Joshua and Joshua 6, 1 through 5, was asked to do something really crazy. And there's a couple key things that I think for us looking in the past and looking forward that we need to talk about. Hebrews 10:36 says it this way: you need to persevere so that when you have done the will of God, you will receive what he has promised. Perseverance. Those of you that stood first, you've persevered through the last 6 years. And just a small group of you, you persevered where you've stayed intact. Not always easy, not always fun. You've seen a lot of different things, different buildings, different teams, different structures, different people. And you've persevered. You've stuck around. I commend you for that. Because what the writer of Hebrews is saying is perseverance in everything that we do is usually key. In our relationships, in our marriage, in business. Perseverance is a key. And he's saying, listen, if you want to grab a hold of everything that God promised, then don't give up. If you want what God has promised to you and you want to have it as your own, which is what the Bible says, then you're going to have to persevere. I more look at today as talking to somebody who stopped short. You've given up. You're on the verge of stop doing something that God has put on the inside of you, but it's still echoing in your heart. It hasn't faded. Again, Joshua chapter 6 is an interesting chapter. It's an interesting scripture because God people were about to conquer a land that had been promised to them from Abraham. And for 45 years, they've waited to get into Jericho. They've persevered these 45 years. They didn't stop. They didn't give up. They kept going. And I think a lot of Christian life is like that. Following Jesus is like that. Because the scripture says that God has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in heavenly places in Christ. So whoever is in Christ, that's supposed to be working in your life. The peace of God, the joy of God, the strength of God, that's supposed to be working in my life. But just because God promised it doesn't mean I always possess it. Hear that. Because Joshua 6, this is what this is about. Verse 1 through 5. Maybe a familiar passage. Now the gates of Jericho were tightly shut because the people were afraid of the Israelites. No one was allowed to go out or in. But the Lord said to Joshua, key passage right there, I've given you Jericho, its king, and all its strong warriors. Aren't you glad that God said strong warriors? He didn't say, I gave you all the wimpy guys. I gave you all the strong warriors. You and your fighting men should march around the town once a day for 6 days. 7 priests will walk ahead of the ark, each carrying a ram's horn. And on the 7th day, you are to march around the town 7 times with the priest blowing the horns. When you hear the priest give one long blast on the ram's horns, have all the people shout as loud as they can. Then the walls of the town will collapse and the people can charge straight into the town. Here's what he's saying. You're about to get what God promised to Abraham, what God promised to Jacob, what God promised to Moses, because he didn't get to go see the promised land. He says, you're about to inherit what God had promised these patriarchs of the faith. And sometimes the reason I stop short, the reason I give up, is because my perspective gets blocked. If you look at Jericho and the history of Jericho, it wasn't a big city. So before we start going like, man, that's a lot of steps. It's actually, if you look at history, it would take about an hour to an hour and a half to go around Jericho. So we're not talking about a big feat. We're not, but it says the walls of Jericho, they were big. The walls of Jericho were big. See, listen, it's not so much at what you're going through right now is big, because God has promised you that you'll get through what perspective is blocked. Just right now, all you see in front of you is walls, because your perspective is blocked. That's what's going on. You can't see clearly. You know, often the battle that is the hardest is the first one. Getting started is usually the hardest part. Going to the gym, going is the hardest part. It's easier to go, I'll just start tomorrow. Going is the hardest part. Sometimes getting started is the hardest part, and yet it's like he fought the battle and the walls came tumbling down. But what it doesn't tell you is that for 45 years, it doesn't say that. It doesn't say he walked and it came down. It doesn't say anything like that. It says sometimes when we see somebody else's victory, we usually oversimplify the process that they went through. So it's easy to look at Joshua and go, oh, Joshua, all you got to do is walk around. But we're not looking at the 45 years where Joshua didn't go in because the people that he surrounded himself didn't have enough faith for them to go in 45 years before that. See, I think when Joshua stood in front of the people and told them the game plan, he didn't tell them everything, because the last time he told them the game plan, the other 10 said, I don't want to go be a part of that. So I think he just said, you know what? I'm going to just say what God said, and I'm going to keep it at a minimum. Do you know sometimes in your life when your perspective is blocked and all you see is walls, when you talk to other people, you should probably keep it at a minimum. Because the more you talk, the worse it gets. And put it in perspective, the bigger the walls get. You've just added blocks to a wall that you want to see coming down. That was a good time for that whistle. And I think this is why it's so important to come to church. A lot of people say, well, is it really important? Can I just watch online? No, this is why I think it's so important to come to church, because you have people around you that can help you see a different perspective. It's not me just saying it because I'm a pastor of a church and I want your tithe money. Some of you thought that. It's not just saying that. Something happens when you're around other people, and now what your perspective was can be changed because their perspective is different, not because they don't know anything, but because they do. They've been where you're at. You just got to listen sometimes instead of talking. Do you notice what verse 1 and 2 says and how different they are? It says, the gates of Jericho were tightly shut because the people were, I have rights and no one was allowed to go in and out. But the Lord said to Joshua, I have given you Jericho, its king and its strong warriors. Like, I'm reading this and going, God is talking in past tense about victory in the future tense. He's saying things that haven't even happened yet, because that's how strong God is. That's how different his perspective is. He said, we haven't even started this thing, but I've given it to you because I live outside of time. I live outside of how you get stressed out. He doesn't get stressed out over the things that you and I get stressed out about. And because he doesn't live stressed out, he's able to say things in confidence because it's what he spoke. It comes down to, who are you going to believe? What you see or what God says? Because it's real easy to look at the walls and go, there ain't no way. There's no way. It's real easy looking forward and moving forward. Has there ever been something that God promised you and you just don't see it? You're just like, God, that doesn't make sense to me. God says, I need you to start giving. You're like, God, I'm barely making ends meet. You want me to give to so-and-so when I have a need myself. And God says, you may not see it, but I'm the one speaking it. You better believe it. You better do it too. A Yeah. I'm just wondering, what happens when life and what God says doesn't match? Why don't we talk about that? Because so much of our life, it's like, I understand God said that, but that's not a reflection of my life right now. It doesn't seem to match up. I know it's a promise, but it doesn't seem like it's matching up. Second thing is, sometimes we stop short because our progress isn't so obvious. God speaks to Joshua. He says, march around the walls for 6 days, 7 days, march 7 times. It's going to be awesome. The walls are going to come down. Joshua calls the people together for the sixth. He says, follow me here. He says, I'm going to go start walking. It's super awesome. Then he says, he summoned the priests, said to them, take up the ark, covenant, have 7 priests carry the trumpets in front of them. He ordered the army to advance, march around the city with the armed guards. Verse 8 says, and after Joshua spoke to the people, the 7 priests with the ram's horns started marching, presence of the Lord blowing the horns, and as they marched, and the ark of the Lord's covenant followed behind them, making progress. Doesn't it feel good to make progress? What needs to happen for you to see progress in your life? People have to recognize, people have to see it. Hey, have you been working out? Look a little thinner. No, I just shaved my beard. That's what you do first. Trim the beard, short on the sides. People instantly say, your face looks thinner. It probably should. I just shaved off 2 pounds of beard. First thing you do, ladies, I can't help you. Anyway, that's just my personal story. Gosh, I told you, no sleep. Okay. Verse 9. Some of the armed men march in front of the priest. Here's what he says. Look at verse 10. Do not shout. Do not even talk. Not a single word from any of you until I tell you to shout. Then shout. So the ark of the Lord was carried around the town once that day, and then everyone returned to spend the night in the camp. Joshua got up early the next morning, and the priests again carried the ark of the Lord. The 7 priests with the ram's horns marched in front of the ark of the Lord, blowing their horns. Again, the armed men marched both in front of the priests with the horns and behind the ark of the Lord. All the time, the priests were blowing their horns. On the second day, they again marched around the town once and returned. Anybody else find this fascinating? That nobody talked? I mean, no disrespect right now, but was there women there? You thought it. Every woman in this room thought it when I said, and they did not say a word. You thought, that's impossible. You can believe the walls coming down. You're like, yeah, totally see that. They don't even touch it. They just walk around, walls come down. I totally see that. Talking, come on. Come on. See? You're blaming on after prom. It's not after prom. You thought it too. You know what I love about this? It doesn't say that the first day they walked and a little bit of the walls came down. Doesn't say that. It doesn't even say that Joshua told them that we're going to be doing this for 6 days. See, you and I read this story and we know the end. We know, oh, 6 days, 7th day, this, great, great story, awesome. We know this. They don't. He doesn't tell them. He doesn't say for 6 days. Listen, some of you, you're a couple days away from seeing what God wants to do in your life if you don't stop. The problem is that usually we allow walls and problems and people stop us, some of us a day before the miracle is about to happen. Let that not be said of us, that we stop pursuing, that we're not persevering. If we're going to be known for anything, yes, we need to be known for love. We need to be known for extending grace and mercy. But we also need to be known for people, as people that persevere. Because hard things are going to happen. Walls are going to come. People are going to be jerks to you. They're going to be tools. You're going to hate your family at times. What do you do in those moments? It's not whether it ever happens. It's what do you do in the moments when it does happen? Are we still walking? Even when we're not seeing progress, there's no bricks falling down. I imagine he's coming home every day and his wife is saying, "How was work today?" "Well, we walked just like we did yesterday." And he's probably saying things like, "We need a new leader." Like something is wrong with Joshua. All he has us do, we are strong, mighty men. Have you ever felt like you're not doing something you should be doing? Like your gifts and your talents aren't being used the way you think they should be used? Listen, that's not always your boss. It's not always your spouse. Sometimes that's Jesus. And it's not so much about conquering Jericho. It's about how can he conquer you? How can you trust him? God, at moments in your life, isn't going to use the thing that you're the most talented in. Sometimes he's going to take you out of your comfort zone, and you're not going to see progress. You're not even going to know when this season's going to end. And God says that's intentional. Because if you knew it was going to end, you're going to act different. Listen, if I knew I had to do that for six, I'm sprinting that thing, right? I'm like, yeah, let's get this thing over with. What if I did six today? Because that's what we do. That's what we do with God. We say, "God, I don't like this wall. I don't like the progress. I'm not seeing. Come on, God, why am I not seeing progress? Can some of these bricks come down? Why are we just walking? Why am I still here? Why?" And all of a sudden now, this walk becomes unimportant. And now we're telling other people, like, "I just think I need to give up. It's not really who I am. It's not really tapping into my ministry abilities. I took the test. I should be doing more other things. I'm an A personality. And they have me doing the well." Like, I totally could be on that stage leading worship. But yet, they have me in the nursery changing diapers. Some of those kids, no wonder they put their kids in the nursery. Their breath, they probably need time away from their parents. I mean, you're saying all of these things, and you're like, "God, where are you in all this?" And God says, "Just keep walking. Just keep walking. You need to walk." And sometimes we stop short because we just don't like the results we're seeing because they're not in our time frame. "God, I said 2 days. I marched for 2 days. Why are walls not coming down? God, you must not be talking to me. God, I must not hear you. God, you must not be faithful. God, you're not this, you're not that." This is where we go in all this moment. And God says, "Don't stop. Just trust me. Trust what I'm doing. Trust what I'm doing inside of you." Every single day. Every single day. Except Sundays. I go to Columbia High School. And I get asked this one question. "Hey, coach, what are we doing today?" I wish I could spank kids then. Can we bring that back? I was in seventh grade, and I don't know what I did. I got in trouble. It was probably my mouth. Shocking, right? And I remember for 5 minutes, I was in a push-up position. And at the time, I was president of the student council. And I remember the principal, assistant principal came in and said, "The president of student council in a push-up position in the principal's office." I was like, "Yep. Let's do that again. Let's make kids do that again. We're going to jail if we make kids do that again." Every single day. "Hey, coach, what are we doing today?" My answer every time, "Playing soccer." Because somewhere along the line, they believed the teacher who said the most ignorant statement of all time, "Kids, you got any questions? There's no stupid questions." "Yes, there is." And you just asked it. Stupid questions get stupid answers. We do this with God. "God, what are you doing? God, I don't like this. What are you doing? Do you even know what you're doing right now? God, I'm walking around the enemy's town. You said to Abraham, this was our town. You said this promised land was going to happen. Do you know sometimes God has you walk around the things that you need to conquer just to prepare you for the enemy you're about to face? And it all comes down to trusting Him. Because right now, walking is probably the easiest battle. Going to the gym is the easiest battle. It's going to get worse after you go to the gym. Walking in is going to be the easy part. Wait till the trainer comes out and changes all what you're eating and says, come with me. I'm going to start doing you a workout plan. And you start going, well, what are we going to do today? And he's going to look at you and go, don't ask me that. And we think God is any different. God, I don't like where I'm at right now. What are you doing? And he's saying, shut up. Just be quiet and walk. Fine. We stop short sometimes because we don't like. Our culture says this should happen faster. This should be quick. Microwave Jesus. This should be fast. This should be quick. God, you spoke it. Why did it not happen the next day? You're in day two. You got 5 days before these walls are coming down, and you're wanting to give up already. Have you ever been to the gym, and after one time, you're like, I'm done? That's nervous laughter right there. Some of you are like, I canceled my membership after the first time. Why? Because it was hard. You and I don't like hard. You know, you and I don't like things we don't understand. And God is going to send us, and it's going to be God. Hear this today. It's going to be God who's asking you to do something that doesn't make sense, and you're trying to explain it away. And God says, just listen to what I'm asking you to do. And by the way, don't talk. That's my favorite part. I said this last week. If you think the Bible is boring, you're reading the wrong book. He puts words and phrases in there just so you can go, man, that's good. That's for me. He didn't just say walk. He said, don't talk, because our words get us in trouble. It's not so much what you say sometimes. It's how you say it. And sometimes it is what you say. You and I want evaluation, and it says that after 6 days, on the seventh day, they walked seven times. And on the seventh time, Joshua said, shout. And they shouted. And when they shouted, it says the walls came down, and it says these mighty men went into Jericho, and they began to take possession of this town that God promised them. Not in their time frame, not the way they thought it should have been done, with the talent that they had. And this is a word for us moving forward at church. If you come in here and you think, God, this is what I've done in the past, this is the gifting talents, sometimes God is just saying to you, would you just walk? Would you just stay the path? Maybe you could just stay the path and be a source of consistency and sharing your story with somebody next to you that you're worshiping with, and they're watching you worship, and they want to more know more of Jesus because the way you worship, and it's not so much that they're watching you, but they're seeing the passion and the peace and the joy that you have, and they want that, and now they're asking you, like, share your story. And so you may come in here the most talented musician in all the world, the best kids worker in the past, but all God wants you to do in this season, during this lap that you're on, all God wants you to do is just share your story. And you're saying things like, God, I don't understand why this isn't happening. I don't understand why these walls aren't coming down. And God says, maybe because you're not taking a walk. You're trying to do it your way and not my way. Guys, as we move forward as a church, we have to do this God's way. I can't look to other churches and say, how'd you guys do it? Though sometimes that's resourceful, it's not always the solution. God, what are you doing in Life Community Church? You know, only one buyer bought this building. You know why? Because that was for us. It wasn't by accident. It wasn't by accident that for a year this sat on the market and nobody wanted it, and we came in and got it for half of what they were asking. I don't say that we stole from the Baptist church. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying we had to wait. The timing wasn't right. But when it was, the walls came down. Wasn't in my time frame. My time frame was April 24th, 2011. God, can we have the Baptist church? And he says, just walk. It'll happen. I've said things like, God, when are we doing another campus? Because I want to do another campus. And we know that that's what God spoke to us. You're walking right now. Just walk. It'll happen, but it won't happen in your time frame. It'll happen in mine. God, we want to do more missions. Walk. I'm bringing people where you'll do more missions. And that's our story, you guys. It wasn't too long ago, Nick, that we were like, man, we need a DJ up here on anniversary weekend. Some of you might think like, why'd you do that? I saw you when you came in. Saw the smoke. Saw the lights. I saw your face. That was an answer to prayer for me. Next week, he's going to be rapping. Nicely done. Nicely done. Some of you are like, that's amazing. It's a remote. That timing was impeccable. Remote. Technology. Anyway. Oh, there's so many of you in here like, I am sending him an email this week. Facebook message. I know you're serious when you send me a Facebook message. I'm bypassing the email. I'm going right to the Facebook message. Me too. Would you stand with me today? Because I'm done. Listen, I know there's a lot of us in this room that there's a lot of things that God has spoken to you, and you haven't seen it. I think the word of the Lord to you today is don't stop. Keep going. I'm not saying that there's some things that you need to shift and change in your life, but when you know God spoke something to you, you know that. And it's real easy to be tempted to just give up. And some of you, can I be honest? It's been a lot of years. God promised something to you and you've not seen it. Listen, 45 years for Joshua. Put it compared to that. 45 years. Some of you in this room, listen, the word of the Lord is don't stop. As a church, if you're in this room, you are now a byproduct because you have ears to hear and you're here today. That God is speaking to us as a church. That there's some things that God is asking us to do. And some of us, we're in the six-day walk. It's getting close, the things that God's asking us to do. And some of it, we're just in the first-day walk, and we're just trusting God. Okay? Personally and as a church, we're just trusting God. We're just walking. And it may not make sense to you. It may not seem like this is how God should do this. Listen, this is what God's doing right now. Don't stop. Keep going, keep pursuing, stay the course, stay faithful, don't allow your eyes to shift, stay the course. Hear me today, stay the course and watch what God does. Some of you, you're halfway there. You're halfway there. I'm going to be the bearer of bad news. That halfway, you're a couple years off. Could be a couple years away. Listen, but you don't know that. So keep going. Keep going. You know, you look at these guys, these Israelites, men and women. You look at this. They had no idea if it was 6 days, 7 days, or another 45 years. They just heard what Joshua said, and they said, this is what we're going to do. So I'm going to say this. And this is the last two words I'm going to say to you. Just walk. Just walk. Can we pray together? Here's what I want us to pray. I want us to pray as a church. This is all of us agreeing together. This is all of us just saying, God, here we are as a church. Would you do what you want in Life Community Church? If you're in this room today and maybe you're not sure about Life Community Church. Maybe you're not sure as to whether this is the church for you. God, I pray right now that you would clarify that in people's hearts. That you would clarify where you want people to attend, what you want them to be involved in. And God, I pray that you give them the strength to keep going. God, maybe Life Community Church isn't their church. Maybe it's somewhere else. God, I pray that you confirm that in their hearts. And God, I pray for those that are here that are saying, I don't know what to do. I don't know where I should be. I don't know how I should get involved. God, I pray that you would help them to just walk. Can we lift our hands today? And as signifying, maybe this is new to you and lifting your hands, but all we're saying is, God, here we are. As men and women, teenagers, here we are just saying, God, would you do in us whatever it is that you want? God, this is our prayer. For the men and women that will be added, God, I pray in Jesus' name, do with us whatever you want. God, here we are. Send us. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Amen. Amen.